the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, the Reverend Gauck, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the fourth chapter of James we read, "Yet you do not even know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Loving God, it is easy to get caught up in the pressures and demands on us, that it is easy to forget what is truly important. Help us to be mindful of our limited time, especially in those relationships you have given us that makes life sweet and part of the reason we work so hard. Open our hearts to be truly with our families and bless our limited time together. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good weekend.
You too.
Morning. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown,
here.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
here.
Curls, Dempsey,
here.
Dixon,
here.
Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton,
here.
Sylvie,
here.
Wallingford,
here.
Walsh,
here.
Wasson.
A quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 27th day, Wednesday, February 27th, 2013.
Point of order? Is that what you said? Is that what you said, Senator? We are on the order of business of reading the journal.
Mr. President, I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as open and fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Flash photography not permitted in the Missouri Senate without permission from the floor leader. Please refrain from using your cameras up there. Reading of the journal is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Buchanan was heard first.
Mr. President, I would like to present to the Senate today three outstanding Americans, three outstanding Missourians. Two of them are sitting on the bench in front of you, and one of them is off to the right with her grandmother and her mother. They are Wyeth Perry, who is 8 years old, who is wearing green, and Alden Perry, who is 6 years old, and he is wearing blue, and Reese Perry over on the couch. I would ask that they be made pages for the day to serve without compensation. Thank you.
The young people will be made pages for the day to serve at compensation to be paid by you, Senator. And let's welcome all these guests of the Senator from Buchanan to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. All of us have wonderful hospitals back home, and I have the honor of having seven in my legislative district, and there's none finer than Fitzgibbon Hospital in Marshall. And have two of their dignitaries from Fitzgibbon Hospital, if they would stand and be recognized. The president of the board is Fred Utlock from Waverly, and the board executive director is Ron Ott. So I'd like to make them welcome.
Let's welcome these guests of the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Phelps. He needs his mic on.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery behind me, I've got second and fifth grade students from the Gifted program in Waynesville, Missouri. A little bit later on today, there's going to be a young lady, Kaylee Jones, that's Tiny Miss Missouri Outdoors, and Lindsay Hendrith, Jr., Miss Missouri Outdoors Tourism, and please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome all the guests. Please rise for a welcome by the Missouri Senate. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two introductions. To piggyback on the introduction on the senator from Phelps, along with the group that he mentioned today, we've got numerous students who are here with the Gifted Association of Missouri, so we've got gifted students from all over the state that are here today. They will have an event in the rotunda on the first floor. I'd ask everybody to stop by that. I'd ask the body to make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome these guests of the senator from Boone to the Missouri Senate. Please rise. Rise for recognition by the Senate.
And then
and
also,
Senator.
Mr. President, I have the doctor of the day who is here, Dr. Frank Rieger, and he's here with his wife, Reggie. He comes every year. He is an ophthalmologist. He is retired from the university system, but is now with the Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital. I ask the body to make him and Reggie feel welcome.
We recognize this doctor of the day for his annual appearances, and thank you for coming today, and we welcome you, sir. Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some special guests today on the to my right and to your left. Mr. Paul Couture and his son Caleb are visiting here from Higbee, Missouri. Caleb is about to be commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Civil Air Patrol, and I would ask the body to please make them feel welcome.
Will the guests of the senator from Barton please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate? Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward, sir. What's up? Yes. Senator, you care to explain and move the adoption?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the resolution. This resolution would make our chamber available on July 23rd of this year for the Missouri Youth Council for Developmental Disabilities. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion to adopt it and have it printed.
Senator, your request needs to be in the nature of a unanimous consent request to suspend the rules and go to adoption of it today.
I would like to move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to adopt that today.
Does any senator object? Hearing none, that is how we shall proceed to the consideration of this resolution and a vote. Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion? Senator from 23rd.
Inquire the senator from the 15th.
Does the senator yield?
Yes.
He yields, you may inquire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, is there any chance we'll be in special session on an economic development bill in July?
No, I don't think so. And that happens to be my 14th wedding anniversary, so I won't be here.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from 15th is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is agreed to. The resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. For our guests, the last day of February is the last day to introduce bills in the Missouri Senate, so there tend to be more than usual to be introduced today, to be sent up by the handsome young page. read the bill of the senator from Jefferson.
Senate Bill number 436, introduced by Senator McKenna. An act relating to small business incubators.
Incubators. Senator from Jefferson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is just a bill that adds and deletes words from our statute. Thank you.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce a bill.
Would you? Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 437, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to higher education.
Senator?
This is an act relating to higher education.
Senator from Lewis.
I have three bills.
Send your legislative package forward, Senator.
Thank you.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 438, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the use of agriculture fees.
Senator?
No explanation.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 439, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to specialty fuels.
No explanation.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 440, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to consumer litigation loans.
No explanation.
Senator from 23rd.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 441, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to taxes imposed on non-governmental agencies providing disaster relief services.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. This would exempt the American Red Cross from hotel taxes when they are in your town for disaster relief. Thank you.
Senator from Clay?
President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 442, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to the assignment of property tax liens.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 443, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to an election for a charter hospital to be governed by Missouri's nonprofit corporation law.
President, we have had an issue in the city of North Kansas City with our hospital, which was chartered under Chapter 95. And basically, the city of North Kansas City has indicated that they might possibly want to sell this hospital. It's created quite an uproar in our local community, and the community wishes that not to be the case. So this bill seeks to address a way by which the hospital can transition out of that chapter and into the nonprofit sector as opposed to being sold to a conglomerate. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 444, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to health care.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill, which is entitled Relating to Health Care, could theoretically affect any and every aspect of health care statutes. And I hope that the young man who carried the bill forward realizes just how important this bill might be.
Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 445, introduced by Senator Wasson, relating to sinkhole insurance coverage for property damage caused by sinkhole activity.
Senator?
No explanation.
Senator from Phelps?
Mr. President, I have two bills introduced.
Send your bills forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 446, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to rural regional development grants.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 447, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to local hospitals.
Senator from 15th. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 448, introduced by Senator Schmidt and Senator Kevney, an act relating to the creation of a special armed offender docket.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Genevieve.
Have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 449, introduced by Senator Romney, an act relating to a deduction for business income.
How about Romine?
Or Romine.
Senator Romine?
Yes, Senator Romine.
Senator from St. Genevieve?
Will allow a more streamlined method of taxation for all entities that are set up as S-Corps and LLC.
Senator from the 10th?
Bills.
Send your bills forward.
No explanation necessary on any of them.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 450, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to sexual education.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 451, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to the removal of civil court records from automated case management systems.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 452, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to the appointment of a guardian for a minor.
Senator from Webster. Send your bills forward.
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 453, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to health care billing practices by the Department of Corrections.
Read the second.
Senate Joint Resolution 23, introduced by Senator Cunningham, Joint Resolution relating to the duties of the Lieutenant Governor.
Senator from Franklin. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 454, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to motor vehicle valuations by a county assessor.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is intended to give uniformity to the way our assessors evaluate vehicles. Thank you, Mr. President.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 455, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to certification by the American Board for Certification of Teacher Excellence.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward.
No explanation needed.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 456, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the expiration of certain changes to the Missouri Health Net program.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 457, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to state employee salaries.
Senator from Barton.
President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 24, introduced by Senator Emery. Joint resolution relating to the revenue neutral replacement of all taxes on income with an amended sales and use tax.
Senator.
President, this would eliminate all taxes on income in the state of Missouri and replace it with a consumption tax. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills to introduce. I would also seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests while the bills are making their way to the dais.
Send the bills forward. Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's great pleasure this morning that I ask the Senate to make feel welcome the fourth graders from Russellville Elementary School. They're up in the gallery with us today. The fourth grade here is touring the Capitol and the Governor's Mansion and stopped by here to see what the Senate is all about.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Russellville, Senator from Cole, please rise for recognition by the Senate.
We have Superintendent Jerry Hobbs, Teacher Cindy Weberg, and Rachel Ratcliffe.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 458, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to the reduction of state unemployment benefits.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 459, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to electric corporation rate cases.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 460, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to the designation of a highway.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
The bill, sir.
Send it forward, sir.
Mr. President, no explanation necessary.
Thank you. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 461, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to division of interstate income for corporate income taxation.
Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I have seven bills.
Seven? Mercy. Send your bills forward.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 462, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to fees for garnishments.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 463, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to county ordinances establishing minimum standards for residential occupancy.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 464, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to revenue bonds for public projects.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 464, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to amnesty for certain taxes.
Read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill Number 466, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to donated goods receptacles.
Read the sixth bill.
Senate Bill Number 467, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to tobacco.
Read the seventh bill.
Senate Bill Number 468, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to local hospitals.
Senator from the 14th. Send it forward.
Self-explanatory. No explanation needed.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 469, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to weapons.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 2nd.
Mr. President, I have three bills.
Send your bills forward, sir.
No explanation is needed on any, Mr. President.
Thank you. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 470, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the campaign finance.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 471, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to publishing of Missouri statutes.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill Number 472, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to responsibilities of the Division of Employment Security.
Introduction of bills. Senator from 24th.
Five or six bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 473, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to prohibiting governments from compelling individuals to purchase health insurance and participate in health care systems.
Senator.
This bill is a necessary step to ensure health care freedom of our citizens.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 474, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to school facilities and equipment.
Senator, read the third bill.
Senate Bill Number 475, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to the funded ratio of assets for certain state retirement plans.
Mr. President, this is a bold bill. We're having lots of conversations in and around the building about building things and bonding and we covet in bond rating, but one of the liabilities that I've uncovered, and I think we all subtly aware of, is our extraordinary unfunded pension liability. And so this bill today is to protect those pensioners, their long-term security of their pensions, and it would require that all sponsors would find a path to fully fund their pension liability in the next 5 years. It will be a very difficult task. The liability is somewhere between $20 and $30 billion. Ultimately, the state of Missouri is responsible for that. That's a debt, as far as I'm concerned. It's a debt that doesn't get counted as such because it's off balance sheet, and hopefully this bill will support it and will make sure that the long-term security of those pensions are in place.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill Number 476, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to school retirement.
This bill is kind of related to the previous bill, 475, in that once we've secured the long-term security of our pension, I would move that we move towards a contribution program, not a pension program. So once the pensions are secure and safe, and for all those that are in it, convinced that the pension obligation is there, but once that's complete, then we would go forward as a state where we'd offer a 401k type approach to retirement planning.
Read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill Number 477, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to a defined contribution plan for certain state employees.
Senator.
Nothing new.
Read the sixth bill.
Senate Bill number 478, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to the electronic publication of official legal material.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 479, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to repealing an obsolete and unnecessary section.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send it forward. Read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred, Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 120, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Parson, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Senator, we will shortly do that. For what purpose is Senator from Franklin Rice?
With unanimous consent, I have two sets of guests that I would like to quickly
hearing
introduce.
No objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left and my right in the upper gallery, you'll notice there are some of the sharpest students that we've ever had in this Capitol. They're from St. Clair, Missouri. There's 26 of them. They are the gifted program from St. Clair, Missouri, grades 4 through 6, if they would stand.
Let's welcome these guests of the Senator from Franklin to the Missouri Senate.
And Mr. President, on my left and your right, you'll notice we have one of the most beautiful and talented young ladies in the state of Missouri. We have Miranda Plack with her mother, Barbara. Miranda is Miss Missouri Outdoors, and she's from New Haven, Missouri. I'd like the body to make her feel welcome.
We're delighted to welcome these special guests of the Senator from Franklin. Senator from Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Seeking unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left is our former colleague, Bill Stouffer, who has never been smarter surrounded by that many gifted students, and I wanted to point him out and welcome him back. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Third reading of Senate bills. Senate Bill 60, Senator from Second.
I move that Senate Bill 60 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 60 be read the third time and placed upon its final passage. Mr. President, to remind the body what this bill does, is this is the bill that deals with reinsurance companies and how they can collateralize. This was a bill that brings us up to some National Association Insurance Commissioner standards that allows another option for these types of companies to provide collateral for them to cover their exposure. One of the things that allows them to do is rather than have an exposure of $100 million, they don't have to put up $100 million of cash to cover that. They can use other assets to make sure that they are property collateralized. And this brings us in with many other states and the insurance laws so that it kind of keeps us to have the ability to have these companies establish themselves in the state of Missouri. I'll gladly answer any questions. If not, I would renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from the second is recognized to close.
I close, Mr.
The
President.
Senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate Bill number 60. An act relating to reinsurance with an effective date. Senators Brown.
Aye.
Chappelle Nadal.
Aye.
Cunningham.
Aye.
Curls.
Aye.
Dempsey.
Aye.
Dixon.
Aye.
Emery.
Aye.
Holzman.
Aye.
Justice.
Yeah,
Kevney.
Aye.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Krause. Lauger.
Aye.
Lamping.
Aye.
Lavoda.
Aye.
Leibla.
Aye.
McKenna.
Aye.
Munzlinger. Nasheed.
Aye.
Nieves. Parson.
Aye.
Pierce.
Aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Romine. Roop.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye. This came out Schaaf. Oversight.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th votes aye. Senator from the 3rd?
Aye.
Senator from the 3rd votes aye. By your vote of 34 aye, 0 no, the bill having received the constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the title be agreed to.
The Senator from the 2nd has moved the title be agreed to. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move by the vote which that passed be reconsidered.
The Senator from the 2nd moves the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered.
Anyone? Bueller?
Senator from the 2nd has moved the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered. The Senator from the 8th has moved that question lie on the table. The vote is on the latter motion. Those of the opinion that shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are moving on to Senate Bill 23. The Senator from Polk.
For 23 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Polk. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill that deals with Pettus County on a transit sales tax use tax that they voted through. It has to do strictly with that county that they could use that money funding for to pay salaries for tourism. And with that, Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 23 be read a third time, finally passed.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Polk. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator renews his motion for third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 23. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill number 23, an act relating to the Pettus County transient guest tax. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 8th,
aye.
Votes aye.
34 ayes.
It did. Okay. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, you have due passed Senate Bill 23. Hearing no objection, let the gentleman show the tallying and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 120, Senator from the 15th.
President,
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 120 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion by the senator from the 15th. All those with opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 120 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage for the benefit of the body. If anyone could forget, just a few hours ago, it seems like, we worked on this through the evening, wrapped up about 3:30 in the morning, to put forward something that doesn't happen all the time, for us to come together on an economic development / tax credit reform bill that marries some ideas that people, that many of us believe can help grow our economy, help recalibrate what's in our portfolio to move into emerging markets and industries, and also to deal with the issue we've been struggling with over the last few years of how to lower caps on principally two big programs, but there are other programs that are dealt with here. Where we ended up on this legislation, the cap on historic preservation is set at $50 million, $45 for large projects, $5 for the small projects, and on the low-income tax credit, at 50 for the 9% and 5 for the 4%. Again, to put that in perspective where we've come from now, in just a few years from historic not being capped at all to being at 140 and then to where we're at in this bill as we begin the process of working with our partners across the Capitol here, this third floor, and trying to get to a resolution this year to find real savings and put meaningful caps on these programs that we've identified that they are necessary and also provide an opportunity to grow by way of economic development. And so with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion and be willing to answer any questions. And before we do that, I do want to say thank you to everybody in here who worked really hard on this. Everyone had input in their own way. And whether it was privately, whether it was on the floor, whether it was by way of amendment, and that's how this place is supposed to work. And we worked through that process. And to be able to work together and have something like this that we can bring forward and actually vote on today, I think is important, and I just want to acknowledge the efforts of everyone who helped get us here. So with that, Mr. President, be willing to answer any questions, but renew my motion.
The senator from the 15th has moved that Senate Bill 120 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Is any senator desire to be heard on that? Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to inquire the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
Yes.
Proceed.
Senator, I do appreciate the process. It's an extraordinary one. It was an interesting night. And I just want to speak briefly about where we are today, what this bill is today. We heard a lot of talk leading up into the perfection of Senate Bill 120, of where the Senate position was at different periods of time over the course of the last 2 years. But do you agree with me now that this is the Senate position? Senate Bill 120 is the Senate position?
Yes, that's what we're voting. Yep, absolutely.
Good. That's clearly, it's no secret that what I had hoped we'd do is send a bill with two low caps on it, and that would be the Senate position. I respect this process, and I respect the fact that my colleagues decided to have more than just that be in the bill. But I do want to make sure that in my mind, this is where the Senate is on caps. It's 50. It's not 75. It's not 90. It's not 100. Not 120. It's 50. And I look forward to having the opportunity to see some version of this bill ultimately pass with those caps as darn close as they could be to what is the Senate position. So thank you for carrying this bill. And I just want to reconfirm the fact that you're on the same page as I am, that this is the Senate position now. And for all future debates, this is a Senate position.
Yeah, I think that's what we're voting out right now. As it was acknowledged by many, including the people who were offering amendments that were different than the caps that originally came out of the committee, this is a negotiation process. And so we'll see where we end up. Hopefully we can get somewhere that everybody, including people in this chamber, obviously are comfortable with. That's the next part of the process here.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Mr. President, just to clarify, it's been 4 years since we passed an comprehensive economic development tax credit reform bill, not two. And so as we pursue the best package you know, let's not let perfect be the enemy of the good.
Further discussion? Senator from the 14th was the first one to her feet.
Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
Yes.
Thank you, Senator. I just wanted to thank you for working with all of us on this floor. With the help of the senator from the 24th, the senator from Andrew, and many others, we were able to negotiate and compromise. Not everything in this bill do we all like, and there was a lot of frustration a couple of days ago, but at the end of the day, the next morning, we were able to come up with something that we all had input in, and I wanted to thank you. I know that there were some highs and some lows that evening, but I think the way that we handled things is the way the Senate is supposed to operate. So I just want to thank you for your leadership and your understanding. And even on the weekend when I contacted you and I said that I was going through this bill, you were amenable to some of the changes that I wanted. So I just wanted to thank you myself.
Well, thank you. And as I said before, this is a process we all go through together, and I'm glad we're here where we're at now, and thank you for your help. I know you're very conscientious and we're reading the bill and looking for ways to be helpful, so thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion, Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. To speak on the legislative
proceed.
Senate substitute. I appreciate the work that the body did to get us to the position we are in, and I do plan to vote for this bill on third read. I still have some fundamental questions that I haven't had an opportunity to fully investigate with the senator from the 15th, and I hope to be able to do that further before. I'm sure we're going to see this bill again before the bill comes back. But I just am concerned that, you know, the oath that we take when we accept the honor of serving in this body is to the Constitution. It's not to a particular company or a particular airport or a particular industry. And I'm concerned that there are some elements of the Constitution that we are in violation of here. I think one, Article 3, Section 38A, is one that I have some questions about that I'm hoping to discuss with the senator from 15th. Article 1, Section 2 is another one that I fear we're at least compromising, if not directly violating. And then probably even more fundamental than that is just the equal protection that's guaranteed us under the Bill of Rights. And so I would just ask the body, although I'm sure we're going to vote this out today, and I will be a yes, to give some consideration to that, whether we should be paying more attention to the restrictions that are upon us as we act as legislators, and maybe make those part of the early part of the debates on these issues rather than the latter part. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion, the senator from the 15th.
Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan.
To inquire of the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
Yes.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You remember we had a discussion when we had the amateur entertainers tax credit, and before that bill passed out, I expressed to you my concern that here we were passing another tax credit, and that, you know, I really wanted to see some comprehensive, you know, reform, including major cuts on the low-income housing and historic preservation. You remember our conversation?
Yep.
You gave me a word that we would proceed in that direction, and I really do appreciate the work that you've done. My opinion, you know, I look at things like a doctor sometimes, and the way I'm looking at our budget is that we got this huge wound that's just gushing blood. And it's, you know, the growth in low-income housing and historic preservation primarily, but all of the other tax credits combined we're bleeding out dollars that we could be, you know, using to infuse other organs like education and healthcare and so on. This bill goes a great distance. It takes us from $300 million in these two tax credits down to 95. Is it that pretty much correct? I think you said it was 165 and
about 100. It would take, it would be 105.
Yeah, okay, 105. That is like nearly two-thirds of those tax credits. would be gone away in this version of the bill. I mean, it's an awesome job of surgerizing the problem. But at the same time, we've got four wounds now: angel investor, data centers, what else? The wood energy. Wood energy, and then there's another one on there. Oh, Aerotropolis. That it's kind of like the four-holer operation, where they cut four holes to take out your gallbladder, you know? Your gallbladder is out, but now you got four holes that also have to heal, any one of which can get infected. And
I think that's your opinion, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying that I think that those total up to like $17 million, which isn't really all that much, and the data centers is kind of like an unknown
right.
amount. So I think that what we've got here is really good result of the operation that we did. I mean, it's excellent. I mean, we cut back on the two to 105, and now we've got these. My fear is that we're going to send it over to the House to another doctor for the follow-up care, and the, you know, bad things are going to happen over there. When it comes back to us, which it will for sure, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm concerned. I absolutely would be devastated if it comes back over and, you know, we have undone a lot of the work that we did on this bill. And so I'm just telling you my expectation. I mean, we in good faith passed the other one out. We've done good work here, especially being that, you know, every airport in the state now is, that was really good. I like that. But so I just hope that you'll make sure the patient comes back in fairly decent
shape. I will do my part. And as you know, we have to get a law passed. We need both chambers to agree. And where we've been the last couple years is everybody has their own positions, and we don't get to that conclusion. So I hope that that we can get there. And as I mentioned earlier, I am not the Oracle at Delphi. I do not know where that is. I want to avoid the Sisyphean task of rolling that boulder up each year and having it roll down.
Well, I want to make sure that, you know, the patient at the end of the day doesn't have even more bleeding than it had before. Because that, I would rather, tell you the truth, I'd rather kill off the problem, I mean, you know, kill the bill, than to have it actually end up bleeding more than it did before. It's got to be a net reduction in the loss. For me, and I hope you agree with that.
Well, we are going to continue this process and do the absolute best we can, and we'll all have very much to say about that. So,
okay. Well, thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion. The Senator from the 4th was the first one to his feet.
To inquire the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
I just want to make sure I heard that correctly. Did you just say you'd rather kill the patient than let him bleed more?
No, that's not what I said. I said kill the bill. This is
Through the eyes of
the
doctor.
In this case, the patient's name is Bill, which you've got to be careful about talking about Bill around this chamber.
Yeah. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from the 1st.
Mr. President, speak on the bill.
Proceed.
I want to be mindful of the President Pro Tem's admonition not to let the perfect be the enemy of the good, and I think that the body has succeeded in doing that here. That said, I do feel compelled to make a note of my concerns with what I believe we will be passing and sending over to the House today. I am delighted that this package included data centers. That hasn't always been part of this discussion. I'm delighted that it included the Angel Investor Program. Again, that hasn't always been part of the package. I'm very pleased to see us moving forward on Aerotropolis. And also happy to see this package going out without a sunset on historic. That said, I believe I made a note of my view on the caps on historic. I don't recall that we had a roll call on low-income housing. So while the cap numbers that we are establishing as a Senate position today might be different than what I would personally support, I think there is enough good in this bill that, as the President Pro Tem has suggested, we not let the enemy be the perfect of the good. And I just want to thank him and the majority floor leader, the Senator from the 15th, and everybody else who helped facilitate this process. It is good to see the Missouri Senate moving on comprehensive economic development and tax credit reform. Even if it's not exactly the way I would write the bill, I'm sure 33 other people in this room can say the same. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Polk, for what reason do you rise?
Inquire the senator of the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
Yes.
Senator, first of all, I just want to tell you you did a good job on the bill. I know you've worked that a long time, and I appreciate you doing that.
A couple things
I'd like to point out to you.
Sure.
One, I'm going to go home after today's session. I'm going to go home later today, and I'm going to be tired. So my wife's going to ask me how come I'm tired. And frankly, I'm going to blame you for that because I had to stay up to about 4 o'clock in the morning. So I want you to know that. I just want to be honest with you because as a normal man, I'm going to blame somebody.
You know who you should blame, though, is the senator from Newton. That's who you should blame instead.
That's true. I could do that. Now, the other thing I want to mention to you, I know me and you have similar backgrounds because you've talked about your farming background, which I didn't realize that until I got here. And then we kind of split the ways as we went through our careers. You became attorney. I became a sheriff. And when you spoke up a minute ago, you talked about details of this bill the other morning we were talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I sat here and I thought to myself how many times that I had been on a witness stand, and as some crime that occurred 6 months or a year ago, that an attorney would ask me, exactly, Sheriff, what was you doing on a certain date at a certain time, and what exactly happened? So I wonder what that would be like if they ever had to do that. So my question to you is, on the early morning hours of February the 27th, what exactly was you doing at 2:51 a.m.?
Was that Wednesday morning?
It don't work that well to witness stand. I just want to see what it's like to ask
the
attorney
that
question.
I'm used to being as the lawyer. I'm used to asking the questions, though.
And now, that's right. I want to see how you handled that. That's what I want to see. Thank you for the job you did on this bill.
And thank you for your work specifically on the data center piece.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President, with unanimous consent, I wish to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, the floor is yours.
Thank you, sir. In the galley behind us, we have the 8th graders from St. Vincent de Paul School in Cape Girardeau, 41 students in all. They're here to witness good government in action, and we also have the teachers. Virginia Sanders and Denise Brinkmeyer, I'd love you to welcome them to the Missouri Senate.
Will the guests of the senator from Cape please rise? And we would like to welcome you to the Missouri Senate. We're on the third read motion of the senator from the 15th. Senator from the 8th, for what reason do you rise?
Brief inquiry from the senator of the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield? Proceed.
Senator, I want to thank you for your leadership in working on getting this bill to this point, but I want to make a couple points here as well. How many new programs do we have in the final version? I believe it's 4.
Renewing, so however you want to classify that, wood energy, you've got the Angel, the data storage, and the air export credit.
So we're actually expanding 3 new programs. There's 3 brand new and just redoing a new one.
Yeah.
So I think we had 61, 62. Now we'll have 65.
Well, we're eliminating, though.
That was my next question. How many are we eliminating in this?
Neighborhood preservation is being eliminated. The self-employed health insurance is being eliminated. And there are several others that are sunsetting this year that are not in here, like the health care access fund, charcoal producers. So there's a few others that I may be missing, but
okay. Well, as we move forward, after this bill is hopefully gets to the governor's desk and signed, and we move forward, as we come down here year after year and try to move forward, I hope when somebody introduces a new tax credit that they eliminate one, so we don't end up having more and more tax credits out there on the books. So I guess I'm using this opportunity to talk about as we move forward after this year.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I'm going to be looking for is as we put new programs in there that we think we need to do to do economic development, we also look at ones that may not be achieving the goal that we originally set.
Well, and it's a good point because as I explained when I first brought the bill up on Tuesday, whenever that was at 4:30, you know, part of the process and the importance of getting this thing done is that I do think it allows us to move forward and not in an omnibus way all the time. You know, that you can come forward with something that,
either makes sense, doesn't make sense, eliminates something, lowers a cap on something, we start to evaluate it in a different way. Because I don't know if the, you know, if the big bills at the very end of session are just are going to work right now. So I agree with you. And you and I have talked offline. You've identified a couple that I think you'd like to address to actually that are sunsetting or sunsetted that you just want to wipe off the books. And I look forward to working with you on that and other stuff.
Well, I think there's plenty of programs out there that we can do that with, that we can either reassess the money. And the other thing I want to talk about is what I like about this bill is we're changing the trajectory of tax credits. What I mean by that is currently we're on a really steep uphill of expenditures. Mm-hmm. We're spending more and more every year on tax credits. In fact, I would contend that it is the fastest growing part of our budget. More money goes to tax credits this year than were last year. And if you look at any other part of our budget, and the senator from Nottoway likes to point out that we're not funding areas that we need to be funding, and we're using the money here in tax credits.
And I hope, by the way, I hope we can have a discussion about that too. I mean, and I don't want to go off track here, but the foundation formula, okay, that is the big $3 billion elephant in the room. And are we going to have the political courage to reevaluate that? So what I'd like to see is, instead of us saying that, because we say that a lot, we say the revenue we're not receiving through incentives, because that's really what it is, we're not receiving revenue that we wouldn't otherwise get. We want to have more of that revenue to spend on what we believe is appropriate to spend. But when I hear it, it's a lot about education. You know, you hear it, it's a good talking point. But right now, we have a foundation formula that is underfunded, and we don't want to face the reality that we need to go back in and look at that formula. So I think and that's part of the, and I also say this, one of the reasons why it's important to do this early, and I think this debate consumes a lot of oxygen, a lot of energy, a lot of passion, a lot of emotions each and every year for us. And I think there's an ancillary benefit for us being able to move forward, because I think it allows us to focus on some other things too that this, you know, this debate traditionally takes up.
As we move forward, hopefully this bill becomes law, we need to continue to look at how we're spending money. And as we try to do new programs, we need to make sure that money, more money, isn't being spent on tax credits, because I don't necessarily think that that's always the right way to go. So I like the fact that this bill is changing the trajectory, and I think it's the right way to go for this year. But years to come, if you come with a new idea and you think it's a good thing to do, we're going to have to try to figure out the revenue side to pay for that as well. So I appreciate your leadership. Thank you for getting this done.
Thank you.
And good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion of the senator from the 15th, Senator from Boone.
That while we are getting rid of some tax credits, we are creating brand new tax credit programs in this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion. Any further discussion? Senator from the 15th, you're recognized to close.
Again, I want to thank the members of the body, and I would for all of their help and all of their hard work and late nights, and would remind everyone that there's also an emergency clause associated with this, too. So with that, Mr. President, I close.
The senator from the 15th has renewed his motion for the third read and final passage of Senate Bill 120. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 120, an act relating to tax incentives with an emergency clause for certain sections. Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls, Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon, Emery,
aye.
Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
aye.
Kevney,
no.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus, Lager,
aye.
Lamping, Lavoda, Libla,
aye.
McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed,
no.
Nieves,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schoff,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton, Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson.
Senator from Green, Senator from the 9th. Senator from the 9th votes aye, votes no. By your vote of 27 aye, 7 no, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator from the 15th, you're recognized for your motion on the emergency clause.
I close on the emergency clause.
The senator from the 15th has moved for the adoption of the emergency clause. That is a non-debatable motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavota, Leibler, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Webster. Senator from Webster votes aye. By your vote of 24 aye, 10 no, you have adopted the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the title and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 32nd.
Brett, without objection, the Senate will go with the order of business of Senate bills for perfection. I would ask that you recognize us, the Senator from Lewis on Senate Bill 41.
Order of business is Senate bills for perfection. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 41 be called from the informal calendar and be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Lewis. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Lewis.
Okay, Mr. President, if this is the bill that the civil action suits, the intent of this bill is to strengthen the permit process through DNR and the EPA. And in turn, this provides protections for business owners. Now, when they have spent sometimes thousands and thousands of dollars on engineering studies and the permit process, I feel that they should be protected from the nuisance suits as long as they are operating their business or entity within the confines of that permit that was issued to them by our state government or by EPA. We've heard this on the floor, and at this time, Mr. President, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion by the senator from Lewis. Any senator desire to be heard on the motion? Senator from the 14th.
I'd like to inquire of the senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, I remember when this came up earlier, and I hadn't heard from too many of my constituents. But I'm looking at the memo on this, and it shows that this may be CAFO related. Does this deal with like smells that may come from hog farms or anything?
If they're permitted for that, if they're not, it could still be a nuisance.
Okay.
There's a whole list. I mean, there is a whole list of different types of permits. Even swimming pools have to get permits. Dry cleaners, demolition, renovation, and even fire training, where our firefighters are trained, they all have to be crushing plants, salvage and recycling facilities. There are all types of facilities that are required to get a state permit, some of them from EPA.
Would your legislation be weakening any of our federal guidelines that we have?
No, actually, DNR works with EPA to set those stringent guidelines on the operation of facilities, and that is what is the permitted process.
So it wouldn't be weakening it at all?
Sorry?
It wouldn't be weakening it at all?
No, it wouldn't be weakening the permitting process at all. Actually, it would give more strength to the permits that those permits actually do mean something, Senator.
Well, I just want to thank you for the inquiry. I think I'm just a couple of one entity in particular that was a witness against it is from my district, so I don't think I'm going to be supporting it. But I do appreciate your inquiry and always being open to conversation with me in this regard.
Senator, I look at this as a warranty. You get that permit, it provides you some assurance. And I know if you or I would buy a warranty on a vehicle, we would want it to be good, wouldn't we? That's the way I look at this.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much,
Thank
Senator.
You.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Buchanan, for what reason do you rise?
Inquire the senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis,
I yield.
Proceed.
My concern has to do with CAFOs. And it's real simple for me. Let's just say that I've got a farm in my district or a piece of property and there's a creek runs through it. And 3-4 miles up the road is they decide that they're going to build a CAFO. So they build it, they get the permitting, DNR says okie dokie. They put in this big giant football sized, collecting pond for the manure. And it is foreseeable that you could have a big rain. A rain that is bigger than the average rain that it would have ever occurred in the last 50 years. And the thing overflows, and guess where the stuff goes? It goes down the creek, and it ends up next to my property, next to my house, which is built 10 feet from the creek.
Senator,
they got the permit. They got the permit. But it's a nuisance for me, and I have no legal recourse under your bill.
That was a non-discharge permit. Now, there are extenuating circumstances where you have active weather that comes into play. But really, Senator, to the root of that, that's why I don't know of any buildings that are, or any facilities that are permitted like that for probably the last, 8 to 10 years. Most of them actually have a pit underneath where it is away from the elements.
All you have to do is go on Google Earth, scope in on Northwest Missouri, and you can see these CAFOs real easy because there are a group of, say, 15 to 20 football-sized ponds. They're all rectangular-shaped. They're all grouped within, a half a mile. You can spot them a mile away. Just zoom in to, level 4. You can see one here, one there, one there. I just
Senator,
have to tell you that I just think that just
Senator,
because the DNR says you're blessed because we said it, a rain is foreseeable. It is foreseeable. I'm not going to filibuster your bill. I'm just going to vote no.
Senator, I know you're a licensed doctor. You got a license. This is kind of the same thing. Like I said, I look at this as a warranty that you are operating within the confines of your permit.
I know, and it's not in,
And it applies to so many more things. I started to read off to the other senator the partial list of everything that needs to be permitted that I feel that they've spent thousands of dollars in engineering fees to carry their project forward, that they are meeting the constraints. But if they go outside of their permit, if something happens that's outside of their permit, then...
Well, I had suggested to you changing the word foreseeable to foreseen, yes, I foresee a rain, but I don't think that's workable. My suggestion isn't really workable. The definition of foreseen and foreseeable are kind of the same in Webster. You convinced me on that. But the deal is the scenario stays in my mind. And, there's a tension here between the ability of the CAFO to carry on its operation and the ability of the landowner, it's a tension. And, I know you think that this moves it in the more just direction. I think that it maybe could move it into an unjust direction, and so that's why I'm going to vote the way I am, and I'll end my inquiry so you can get on.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from the third.
Inquire the senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, this is awkward, so we'll do the best we can. But initially,
I was very excited and very supportive of your bill, but having calls, I just have a couple of questions that maybe you can help me with. And probably the best example is a CAPO. Having a 200-acre farm, it's got a assessed valuation, or it has a property value X number of dollars. And a CAFO was to move in, and because of the operation, my property value decreases considerably. This takes away any opportunity for me to recoup any losses there, or am I misunderstanding the intent of this bill?
If it's actual damages, it would still pay. I mean, you could still sue for actual damages. Now, I don't foresee any problem with that. I mean, the permitted, they have setbacks and all that. There's talk out there, but I think what you're saying is really hypothetical in a lot of cases.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear the...
It's really hypothetical in a lot of instances.
But in a lot of folks' mind, it's very realistic in worrying about and concerning their property values, because there has been examples of property values decreasing because of a junkyard moving in next door or some other type of operation that can and does devaluate that property. The original owner was there, doing everything they can to improve their property, but because an operation moves in, all of a sudden they've lost all that value that they built up.
I don't think that's the case in my area.
Sir?
I don't believe that to be the case in my area.
Appreciate the inquiry, sir. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator from the 14th.
I'd like to inquire of the Senator from Buchanan.
Sergeant of Arms, please summons the Senator of Buchanan, the Senator from Buchanan, to the chamber. Using any force necessary. Senator from Buchanan, the Senator from the 14th would like to inquire of you. Do you yield?
Yes.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about this. I've only had two experiences with CAFOs. One was not in the state of Missouri, and one is several hundred yards away from a good friend. She lives in Central Mo. And I love her place. I love visiting her place. And one day, I showed up to her house, and there was this terrible, terrible smell. And I didn't know what it was. And I want to say it's either in Boone County or just a little bit outside of Boone County. And I didn't know what it was. I asked her what it was, and all of the times that I have gone to her home, I never smelled that smell, but it kind of depends on which way the wind goes, as she explained. Then there's another instance where I smelled the results of a CAFO, and that was in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas. And so there is a guy who had a CAFO for years and years and years in this North Las Vegas area. There's a lot of development, a lot of beautiful condos and homes, but the area in which he has this CAFO authorized him to have an exemption so that he was grandfathered in. So in this beautiful area in North Las Vegas, you had this stench that you would smell depending on which way the wind would blow. And those are the only two instances I've ever smelled the result of a CAFO. And I know you and I didn't really know what your position was, but you started talking about after a rain and what would probably get into the stream or into the groundwater near a person's home or near your home. And I think that is a very good argument. Because I know in places that you represent and I represent, we're quite concerned with pollution and groundwater in my district. In fact, I have 46,000 tons of uranium that was poured into the ground, which is about 200 feet from the immediate source, but about 8 river miles away from the Missouri River at this point, right across from St. Charles, the Senator from the 23rd district. And, you know, I have a lot of tree huggers in my district, and I listen to them. But you and I seem to be on the same side, and we typically have different perspectives on issues, and it seems as though you and I are quite similar to this. So from your vantage point, again, I didn't really listen to what you were saying, what you were talking about with the senator from Lewis, but from your perspective, I'd like to hear why you are concerned about this piece of legislation.
You know, having lived through a couple of big floods up in northwest Missouri, what happens is over a period of a month or two, the groundwater gets kind of saturated. There's some heavy rains, levels of ponds go up. And then there comes a point where things are pretty full. Now, if I misspeak, I'm just speaking along the knowledge that I've gathered over time. I'm not an absolute expert on CAFOs, but I know what I know. And if I do make a mistake, I'm sure somebody around here will correct me. But a CAFO usually consists of multiple pods of buildings, usually eight buildings. I'm talking about raising pigs. And there are eight buildings in kind of a grouping. Each building holds maybe 1,000 pigs, okay? And so you've got like, 8,000 of them in a grouping. Now then, a little way, a quarter mile away, half a mile away, there'll be another one and another one and another one. And there might be 10 maybe groupings in a group. So that's about 80,000 pigs. Now, each pig produces about three times the amount of waste as a person. So you've got the equivalent of about 200,000 people. So what they do is they build this big football-sized pond by each of these groupings. Then they have a kind of a central one. And then usually they'll put a dam across the nearby creek that all flows into, to all trying to prevent this. Now, contrast this to the city of St. Joe. We have about 80,000 people. Our sewage system treats all of that and eventually dumps it into the Missouri River. The waste, the water is clean. The city of St. Joseph's water that goes into the Missouri River is far cleaner than the Missouri River. We actually cleaned the Missouri River when we put that in. But the EPA has said that the city of St. Joe has to spend $500 million because, three times a year there's a heavy enough rain that it overflows our system and puts water into the Missouri River. Well, these rains occur. Now, they kind of rate a flood on like a 100-year flood, a 500-year flood, and so on. Well, we've had two 500-year floods in the last, 30 years. So,
which is
when
rare.
It happens that the ponds get full, the dam over the creek gets full, and a big rain happens, and these overflow, you've got one CAFO produces more waste than the city of St. Joe. And there are multiple CAFOs over the land, then when that happens and all that flows into the creek and goes down by several miles away because water flows downhill, then just because they have their license, and this was foreseeable, rains are foreseeable. I foresee another flood like the flood of 93 or, whatever. I see it. It's going to happen one of these days. Then my ability to sue that CAFO for damages is gone away by virtue of this bill.
Would St. Joe, the county or the city, be able to sue? Because the way that you are explaining it now, the city of St. Joseph is actually taking on an additional financial burden to assume the cost of cleaning this excess.
No. Their system is just all they do with this is they put it in these ponds and then they let it dry out and they get the solid waste and they try to take it and dispose of it, put it on fields or whatever, or leave it there. I mean, this is a huge problem, the waste. And you know what? That it's really nobody knows the scope of the problem. it's not studied adequately, if you ask me. But all I'm saying is that my knowledge about how this works, this bothers me, and that's why I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just wanted to get your perspective on this because it just sounded like we were coming from the same perspective, and your point is important.
I'm not opposed to the existence of CAFOs. I think that, you know, it used to be that farmers had pigs all over the area. You know, they'd have a few pigs in this field and a few in that field. Now the pigs never see the light of day. You know that? And they grow up in these buildings, and they go and they feed our nation. They're literally 99% of the pork production in America. They never see the light of day. And it goes into these concentrated things. Now, there's advantages and disadvantages to that. I'm not opposed to them. I'm not speaking against that. I'm just speaking to the tension between the landowner and the CAFO.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator for the 10th.
I would like to speak against the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. When we first debated this bill a few weeks ago, I had offered an amendment that removed the words regarding recovery of damages. It is my belief, and we've talked a little bit about this with the folks out here, that I think we should, if someone has made the investment to operate in the state of Missouri and they've gotten all the permits necessary, I think we should allow them to continue and that we should not enjoin or abate the activity that they've got ongoing if it's all legal and been permitted. My concern is for those landowners taking away their ability to recover damages. We have already passed legislation in previous sessions that allows or basically takes away their ability to sue more than once. Now we're taking away their ability to sue under certain circumstances at all if their property damage has been lowered. And for those reasons, I am going to be voting against this bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd.
President, can I inquire the senator from Lewis?
Senator from where?
Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator.
Yes, Senator.
Is part of this problem the fact that bacon makes everything better?
I'm sorry?
Is part of the reason we have this problem is because bacon makes everything taste better? Wouldn't this be a smaller problem if people didn't like bacon so much?
Yes. I didn't have bacon, but I did have sausage this morning. And it was very good, too.
Sausage's pretty good, too, but... I know this is a serious issue and that these processing facilities are not perceived by the people who live closest as good neighbors. And that DNR needs to keep an eye out to make sure that they're protecting the public's interest.
And they do. I mean, we've got bakeries that they also put off an odor. And believe it or not, some people don't like that smell. It helps protect them.
The other day I was talking with some senators, and they conveyed that maybe you were a part of this also, that talking about Missouri was one of the biggest cattle-producing states in the country, yet we do not have a processing facility in the state of Missouri, that all our beef gets shipped out of state where it's processed. Is part of that based on kind of this problem that we have? And I mean, you have to put these facilities out where nobody lives?
Yes.
I mean, is that why we can't get a processing facility?
No, the processing facilities is, that started several years ago when Kansas, Colorado, and places like that. We do have one pork processing plant, large one in Missouri, and that's up at...
We have a beef?
That's up at St. Joe. We don't have any beef processing, you know, large beef processing plants. We've got the local locker you can go to, but most of our cattle are loaded and shipped out and fed in some of the more drier climates like Kansas and Colorado and Texas and Oklahoma.
Okay.
But we're at a great loss here because we don't have one of those, because we've got the feed, we've got the beef. Where's the beef? And it's getting close to lunchtime. But No, we've got the beef. It is a big loss that we don't have one. I would like to see some exploration and probably some study go on to see if it's
So you don't think that, I mean, it's not DNR issues or that's not the reason?
Well, it could be because, like I say, the drier climates out west where they're fed is something. But permits, you know, they all have to go through the engineering study and prove to DNR that they will be good neighbors. They have to abide by the laws that the EPA puts out, or regulations, and that DNR. And by doing that, they're issued this permit or this warranty that they would be able to operate here in the state of Missouri. And I feel that they should be able to operate without the threat of these frivolous or nuisance lawsuits.
And I know just in the time that we've been here that these organizations or that these operations are much cleaner today than they were a decade ago, that you know, and we need to continue to take strides, and they need to continue to use the latest technology available.
That is very true. That is very true. And you can look at all the industries that we've discussed and all these on the list. Everything has progressed over the years, a technology that has been more stringent. The permits have worked with it. The producers have worked with it. Industry has worked with it. Manufacturing has worked with it. That we're not like China as what they're doing now. I mean, we have a lot of restrictions, but when we meet those, I feel we should have a warranty that we won't have to face some of the problems of the nuisance lawsuits.
Thank you, Senator, for the inquiry.
Further discussion. Senator from the 29th.
Mr. President, to inquire of the Senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you for bringing this bill forward, Senator. You know, in my area, we have a few other things that give smells off that are probably obnoxious to a lot of people.
Like the smell of bread.
You like
I
the
like
smell
the smell of bacon cooking.
Those are great smells.
It was great to smell the pancakes and sausages this morning.
Yes. We have in Monette, Missouri, there's a cheese plant. Mm-hmm. And there's houses. It's inside the city limits, and there's houses around there. And if you drive by that cheese plant, it has a very odor that is not too appealing. But yet it continues to operate, and people just expect that odor to be there.
And are they permitted for that?
They're permitted
I don't know.
For that, yes.
For the odor?
Yes.
See, a lot of things are permitted for water. They're permitted for different things.
And I know granaries that for storage facilities next to railroad tracks in Aurora, Missouri, if you drive by there, there's an odor coming out of there, kind of a sour smell. So there's lots of other things besides CAFOs that do have odors. Now, in my county, we don't have planning and zoning. And I think planning and zoning would probably maybe enforce a few regulations that we don't have right now. But I also have a lot of poultry CAFO on farms, especially on small family farms.
Yes.
They've gone to that direction because the dairy business kind of went into the tank a few years ago. Beef cattle prices at one time went down. And so it's been a savior for a lot of our small farmers.
They had to look at a way to keep hopefully the next generation on the farm.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So, you know, I think if these operations follow the regulations by DNR, and DNR does a good job in for bringing the legislation.
Well, thank you, Senator.
You're welcome.
Further discussion. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very special guest here today. On my right and your left, and if she'll stand up and wave at everybody, this is Kelly Mann, and she is a mother of Chloe. And Senate Bill 230 addresses Chloe's Law, deals with congenital heart disease in newborns and the use of pulse oximetry in identifying some of those conditions. She was up testifying committee today, and I have met Chloe. She's a great kid, and her condition was caught fortunately fast enough, very smart, bright young lady. So please make her feel welcome.
Welcome to the Missouri Senate. We're on the motion by the senator from Lewis. Any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill number 41 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Lewis. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the bill. You have perfected the bill. Senator from the 32nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Andrew.
Your hardworking Committee on Commerce, send its report forward.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 240, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 102, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lauger, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Education Committee has a report.
Please send it forward. Senator from Bart, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
I'd ask unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hold on 1 second, Senator, and I will let me introduce you in just a second.
No, let him go ahead because
Senator?
The Senator from Johnson's committee report is not right.
Okay, since the Senator from Johnson's committee report is not correct, Senator from Barton.
So my timing is good, Mr. President.
Request
thank you.
Unanimous consent for the introduction of special guests.
Unanimous consent to introduce a guest.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
On a very special occasion, and I have to apologize to the body that the guest is not actually in the chamber right now, but they will get an opportunity to see them and to congratulate them on their 25th wedding anniversary. Mrs. Marilyn Hohulin, who happens to be wedded to someone that who you might recognize, Bubs Hohulin. Their 25th wedding anniversary, I think, was yesterday, and I was not able to be here to introduce them last night. And I would certainly ask the body to congratulate them if they see Bubs around or if they see Marilyn later. I think she is out shopping right now.
Okay.
But
so,
I'd recognize them.
Hey, there's no chance that she's listening on the Internet, are there?
Think so, Mr. President. You could take a shot.
Okay. Well, then we'll ask members as they see the happy couple that they congratulate them on their anniversary.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Job Economic Development and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 137, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 90, begs leave to report. It has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on this consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee on laws of a general nature has some reports.
Please send them forward. Secretary, please read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 218, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 114, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 164, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Nieves, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Education Committee has a correct report.
Wonderful.
That we would like to send in.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 193, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from Webster, on behalf of the Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Government Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 129, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 234, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wasson, Chairman.
Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, when you get the report, please read it.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 18, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 236, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Parson, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure has not a big report, but an IG report to submit.
Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, to which was referred Senate Bill 148, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, to which was referred Senate Bill 73, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from the 24th.
President, Seniors, Families, and Pension Committee has a report.
Please send it forward.
Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 208, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lamping, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go with the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Seeing no objection, second reading of Senate bills. The Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 301.
Senate Bill 301, an act relating to prevailing wage.
Small business, Senate Bill 302.
Senate Bill 302, an act relating to emergency prescription refills.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 303.
Senate Bill 303, an act relating to pharmacy permits.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 304.
Senate Bill 304, an act relating to the restriction of athletic trainers' licenses.
Financial governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 305.
Senate Bill 305, an act relating to examination requirements for physicians.
Financial governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 306.
Senate Bill 306, an act relating to pharmaceutical testing by the Board of Pharmacy.
Financial governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 307.
Senate Bill 307, an act relating to disclosure of contractual payment amounts for the health care services between health carriers and health care providers.
Small business. Senate Bill 308.
Senate Bill 308, an act relating to requiring health benefit plans to establish equal out-of-pocket requirements for oral anti-cancer medications and intravenously administered chemotherapy medications.
All business. Senate Bill 309.
Senate Bill 309, an act relating to operation of health benefit exchanges by certain public benefit corporations.
All business. Senate Bill 310.
Senate Bill 310, relating to expungement of criminal records.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 311.
Senate Bill 311, an act relating to school turnaround models to transform public schools designated in the lowest performing 20% of schools in the state.
Education. Senate Bill 312.
Senate Bill 312, an act relating to retirement benefits.
Seniors. Senate Bill 313.
Senate Bill 313, relating to criminal case surcharges for counties or cities with domestic violence shelters.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 314.
Senate Bill 314, an act relating to professional applications containing Social Security numbers.
Financial governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 315.
Senate Bill 315, an act relating to collection of property taxes.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 316.
Senate Bill 316, an act relating to surcharges for municipal traffic violations.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 317.
Senate Bill 317, an act relating to providing proof of financial responsibility for motor vehicle operation in electronic format.
All business. Is that 317? Yeah, okay. Small business. Senate Bill 318.
Senate Bill 318, an act relating to abortion record keeping.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 319.
Senate Bill 319, an act relating to the modernization of certain information provided by insurance companies.
Small business. Senate Bill 320.
Senate Bill 320, an act relating to the University of Missouri Board of Curators.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 321.
Senate Bill 321, an act relating to licensing of home inspectors.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 322.
Senate Bill 322, an act relating to the immunity from civil liability for law enforcement officers.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 323.
Senate Bill 323, an act relating to job creation incentives.
Jobs. Senate Bill 324.
Senate Bill 324, an act relating to limited lines travel insurance producer licensing.
All business. Senate Bill 325.
Senate Bill 325, an act relating to firearms.
General laws. Senate Bill 326.
Senate Bill 326, an act relating to exempting certain railroad crew members from the state driver's licensing law.
Transportation. Senate Bill 327.
Senate Bill 327, an act relating to the cost of electronic monitoring.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 328.
Senate Bill 328, an act relating to sweepstakes terminal devices.
Commerce. Senate Bill 329.
Senate Bill 329, an act relating to eggs.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 330.
Senate Bill 330, an act relating to collaborative practice arrangements between a physician and an advanced practice registered nurse.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 331.
Senate Bill 331, an act relating to restitution.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 332.
Senate Bill 332, an act relating to educator quality.
Education. Senate Bill 333.
Senate Bill 333, an act relating to tax credits for qualified research expenses.
Jobs, economic development, and local government. Senate Bill 334.
Senate Bill 334, an act relating to approval by the Public Service Commission for the sale or transfer of a water or sewer utility.
Commerce. Senate Bill 335.
Senate Bill 335, an act relating to the Public Service Commission assessment of the water and sewer industry.
Commerce. Senate Bill 336.
Senate Bill 336, an act relating to real estate foreclosure.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 337.
Senate Bill 337, an act relating to the sale of tobacco-related products to minors.
General laws. Senate Bill 338.
Senate Bill 338, an act relating to correctional treatment programs for offenders of a certain age.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 339.
Senate Bill 339, an act relating to workforce development programs.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 340.
Senate Bill 340, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 341.
Senate Bill 341, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Education, Senate Bill 342.
Senate Bill 342, an act relating to agriculture loans.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 343.
Senate Bill 343, an act relating to real estate loans.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 344.
Senate Bill 344, an act relating to school attendance center report cards.
Education, Senate Bill 346.
Senate Bill 346, an act relating to eligibility for food stamps.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight, Senate Bill 347.
Senate Bill 347, an act relating to the offense of non-support.
Progress and development, Senate Bill 348.
Senate Bill 348, an act relating to health insurance premium rate reviews.
Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, Senate Bill 349.
Senate Bill 349, an act relating to Missouri Health Net Services.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 350.
Senate Bill 350, an act relating to funds for vulnerable persons.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 351.
Senate Bill 351, an act relating to judge disqualification.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 352.
Senate Bill 352, an act relating to programs in which individuals are given a thing of value in exchange for surrendering a firearm.
General laws. Senate Bill 353.
Senate Bill 353, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 354.
Senate Bill 354, an act relating to credit card surcharge fees.
Financial governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 355.
Senate Bill 355, an act relating to the Sheriff's Retirement Fund.
Seniors. Senate Bill 356.
Senate Bill 356, an act relating to products liability.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 357.
Senate Bill 357, an act relating to statutory liens against real estate.
Commerce. Senate Bill 358.
Senate Bill 358, an act relating to industrial hemp.
General laws. Senate Bill 359.
Senate Bill 359, an act relating to year-round educational programs for school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 360.
Senate Bill 360, an act relating to sewer charges.
Commerce, Senate Bill 361.
Senate Bill 361, an act relating to wastewater treatment facilities.
Commerce, Senate Bill 362.
Senate Bill 362, Senate Bill 362, an act relating to the licensing of clinical laboratory science personnel.
Financial governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 363.
Senate Bill 363, an act relating to residential electronic products, recycling and reuse act.
Commerce, Senate Bill 364.
Senate Bill 364, an act relating to title insurance.
All business, Senate Bill 365.
Senate Bill 365, an act relating to alcohol franchise.
Commerce, Senate Bill 366.
Senate Bill 366, an act relating to rebuilding damaged infrastructure.
Transportation, Senate Bill 367.
Senate Bill 367, an act relating to domestic violence.
Seniors, families, and pensions, Senate Bill 368.
Senate Bill 368, an act relating to the use of solar energy systems by property owners located within certain planned communities.
Commerce, Senate Bill 369.
Senate Bill 369, an act relating to illegal conduct involving prescription medications.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 370.
Senate Bill 370, an act relating to the discipline of a nursing license.
Financial governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 371.
Senate Bill 371, an act relating to agriculture.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 372.
Senate Bill 372, an act relating to firearms.
General laws, Senate Bill 373.
Senate Bill 373, an act relating to agriculture weights and measures fees.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 374.
Senate Bill 374, an act relating to museums.
General laws, Senate Bill 375.
Senate Bill 375, an act relating to elections.
Financial governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 376.
Senate Bill 376, an act relating to the powers of hospital districts.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 377.
Senate Bill 377, an act relating to penalties for first-degree murder when the offender was under the age of 18 at the time the offense was committed.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 378.
Senate Bill 378, an act relating to higher education scholarship programs.
Education, Senate Bill 379.
Senate Bill 379, an act relating to the Distressed Areas Land Assemblage Tax Credit Act.
Jobs, Senate Bill 380.
Senate Bill 380, an act relating to criminal offenders participating in certain programs provided by the Department of Corrections.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 381.
Senate Bill 381, an act relating to the Innovation Education Campus Fund.
Education, Senate Bill 382.
Senate Bill 382, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 383.
Senate Bill 383, an act relating to retainage requirements on construction public works projects.
Commerce, Senate Bill 384.
Senate Bill 384, an act relating to personal guarantee loans.
Financial governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 385.
Senate Bill 385, an act relating to campaign finance.
Rules, Senate Bill 386.
Senate Bill 386, an act relating to elections.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 387.
Senate Bill 387, an act relating to film production tax credits.
Jobs, Senate Bill 388.
Senate Bill 388, an act relating to contracts for deeds.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 389.
Senate Bill 389, an act relating to the duties of the Board of Probation and Parole.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 390.
Senate Bill 390, an act relating to the calculation of weighted average daily attendance.
Education, Senate Bill 391.
Senate Bill 391, an act relating to the remedy of civil contempt for failure to comply with child support orders.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 392.
Senate Bill 392, an act relating to institutions of higher education.
Education.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of bills.
Seeing no objections, introduction of bills, and the Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Send the bill forward.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 480, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to local health departments.
The Senator from St. Charles, the senior Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send the bill forward, please.
Explanation is needed.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 481, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to financial transactions of gaming establishments.
The junior senator from St. Charles.
I'd like to introduce a bill.
Send the bill forward.
I'd like to introduce Bill Smith.
Oh, Bill Smith. Introduction of bills. That's great. The senator from the 5th. Send those bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 482, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to a special armed defender docket in any circuit court in a city not within a county.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
No, it's nice to meet you. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 483, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to alternative educational procedures for public schools.
Senator, would you care to explain that bill? Further introduction of bills. Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 484, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the regulation of motor vehicle dealers.
Would you care to explain the bill?
Yes, I would, Mr. President. I think this one we've been looking for almost 2 months now. This is the last bill of the session. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Are there other bills that need to be introduced? Other bills that need to be introduced? Other bills that need to be introduced? Seeing none, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Charles, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Senator from Newton. Mr. President, would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 12 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It will be so referred. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, would you check we'll see if there's messages from the House. If there are, please have them read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 388 entitled An Act Relating to School Attendance Center Report Cards, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 44 entitled An Act Relating to Regulation of Water Resources, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 34 entitled An Act Relating to Maintenance. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 320 entitled An Act Relating to Unlawful Discriminatory Practices, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Kremlis, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll proceed to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, March 4th, 2013.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until March 4th at 4 p.m. Have a safe weekend. Travel home safely. We are adjourned.